1.
Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Four. Five.
Just close out of a few apps right now because my RAM is trying to Make sure that's right. Intro.
Go! This is your... Remember that time Jesus got caught jerking?
Sounds staticky. Did anybody else hear that?
Is that the RAM?
Oh, I see why. Hold on.
Noah leaves and we're 15 minutes late.
Is it really 15? Oh, wow.
Almost, not really. Exaggerated a little bit. I wanted to ask you something. Is this...
Yes. Remember that time Jesus got caught jerking off on FaceTime in front of a teenage disciple? The Metal Injection live cast starts now.
I'll make it over again. Is this sound effect canceled?
Probably.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't know.
I always felt really weird about it, but then like we had some Indian people say that they weren't, but you know, they don't speak for everybody.
But that's our...
Would it come up anyway?
Well, I don't remember why, but I about 2 weeks ago, I hovered over that as an appropriate something to play because of what we were talking about. I can't even remember what it is, but I didn't. And then I forgot to ask you your opinion.
I don't know. It still makes me laugh. I don't know. I don't think I'd be willing to make that sound in real life again, but to play that clip.
That wasn't you, but I have you.
Oh, it wasn't? Who was that?
That was Niazi.
Oh, well
right.
Then.
Let me record the blank again. Hold on. I have to meet you guys.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection live cast. David Ellefson said that his recent sex scandal made him understand how Jesus felt. Yes. Remember that time Jesus got caught jerking off on FaceTime in front of a teenage disciple? The Metal Injection live cast starts now. Metal Injection live cast. David Ellefson said.
Go ahead. I was just testing.
There's one part right before the yes.
Yeah, it
which
sounds
is a
like
little weird.
Oh, it's ah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Can you make him say? If there's a funny thing with Chuck where he goes, oh yes. When you write oh yes, he sounds like Shlomo, which I think is really
okay.
Cool.
All right, I'll do.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection live cast. David Ellefson said that his recent sex scandal made him understand how Jesus felt. Oh, yes. Remember that time Jesus got caught jerking off on FaceTime in front of a teenage disciple? The Metal Injection live cast starts now. Remember that time Jesus got...
Recording in progress.
Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection live cast. David Ellefson said that his recent sex scandal made him understand how Jesus felt. Oh, yes. Remember that time Jesus got caught jerking off on FaceTime in front of a teenage disciple? The Metal Injection live cast starts now.
Do you remember? I don't remember. Was that in the Bible? Which part of the Bible?
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is wrong with David Ellison? Can we dissect that?
He has this problem where he refuses to stop doing interviews and just keeps putting his foot in his mouth as a result. We'll talk like, all about it.
Oh,
go ahead. Darren.
It's just you have to have some awareness that you're like in the wrong right now. Like, just be quiet for a little while. It's not
going
to get better for you.
It's the opposite. He thinks he's now on this crusade where he's the one who's been wrong.
Amazing.
Because
if it's working for Marilyn Manson,
you know, I mean, because of the whole revenge porn kind of angle to the whole thing, which to be fair, it's true,
right.
But you really got to sit back and forget about a whole lot of other stuff to just think about it. Let's get into it.
Did he sit back in that video?
At some point, yes.
You got to read the room. You know what I mean? Read the room. Not that he's necessarily in the wrong about the revenge porn thing, but read the room.
Did we lose Rob?
Oh, Rob, where'd you go?
Oh, no. There he is.
I'm here.
What happened?
Some seeds from the background. He pulled some seeds out of the background. Rob has if you're listening only on audio, Rob has a gigantic pile of seeds in his background, his video background.
Sunflower.
I'm back on the sunflower seed addiction. My vacuum is not a fan of me.
You just got to sweep. Got to get a mop and a dustpan.
No, I do the vacuum. It's easier.
Mm.
And that's my sunflower seed delivery. It's coming. Yeah, truckloads. No, but seriously, you know, I don't live in Brighton Beach anymore. My neighborhood I grew up in, which is in South Brooklyn. So I have to prepare, and I now buy like three. You know what? Let me show you the giant bags of sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay. You don't have your plug in?
Sack.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait.
Rob's preparing to go show us his sack, ladies and gentlemen. Here it comes. He has his sack in his hand. He's stretching it open. There it is.
That's one ball of sunflower seeds from his sack. You have a second ball of sunflower seeds?
I do have a second ball.
Has another equally gigantic ball. You got a third ball?
It really blends into the. I do have a third ball. It's in my living room.
Oh.
Three balls, three butt cheeks.
I started diving into the third ball. It was great.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
There you have it, folks. Sunflower seeds. They're a great alternative to snacking on chips when you're stoned. And if you're stoned, give us a call, 213-WIDENOT, 213-943-3688. That's our number. And so David Ellison, so he was on a recent – so why is he doing all these interviews to kind of answer a question that we posed moments ago is because he has a new band now. He's out there.
No, isn't that what got him in trouble?
Yeah, he's out there.
He will not
That's he's calling for our interview now.
Sure, I'll let him on.
We should.
Dave,
yeah, we'll put it.
You're on the.
I don't know that we want to Zoom with him.
What would
get big ratings for that?
What would some of the questions be that we even ask Allison if we had him on?
Are you whacking it?
Yeah. Can you keep the camera like a full body shot so we know what you're doing?
We'll just ask him which wrestlers he'd have sex with. We just treat him like Noah. He'd be Dave Ellison is the new Noah.
I'm sure they'd all be female wrestlers because he's such a conservative. Probably.
Well, okay, so that's what's so funny. Okay, so he's back out there. He has this new band. It's called The Lucid.
The Lucid.
And...
How you doing? Are they good? What, do they just sound like Megadeth? Is he the singer?
They do not sound like Megadeth. He is not the singer, I don't believe.
So is he the bassist again?
He's a professional bassist.
He's a bassist in a gigantic band to make money, but don't bassists secretly want to be guitarists?
No, he is a bass. He's a bassist.
Is that John Turturro? Yes. John Turturro's in the band. Oh, good for him.
It's Vinnie Dombrowski.
What?
From Sponge.
Wait,
Vinnie Dombrowski.
What? Are you serious? The guy from Sponge?
Can you fill me in on Sponge?
Oh, you remember Sponge. They were like big on alternative radio in like the late 90s.
What
they had that 16 Candles song. They had Plowed. You definitely know Sponge.
Completely escapes me right now.
Wow, Vinnie Dombrowski from Sponge. That is fucking hilarious. I thought this was just like David Ellison and like dudes he met at his local Sam Ash, not like other washed up guy. Oh yeah, I guess it's possible.
Who's the second guy that looks like a comic book guy?
Yeah, who's the bearded?
That's the drummer.
Okay.
The song
from
Karen?
Fear Factory and Raven. Okay. Are you playing it on your phone? What are you doing, Rob?
Yeah. I'm hoping
we
because
can't hear
of the...
anything.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
Jesus. Oh. Jeez. High tech shit.
Yeah, we still can. What are you doing?
Really? How is it not?
Okay, now I hear it. Whatever you just did at the end there, I heard it.
Here we go.
Okay, that's Sponge.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
so
a good song. Not
that
gonna
was a
lie.
Good song. So this is their band. So now I guess he's out promoting this band. And that's why he's doing all these interviews. And he gave
he's doing the interviews and not Vinnie Dombrowski?
Correct.
Well, he's way more famous.
Yeah, and he has, and people want to talk to him. Who wants to talk to Vinnie Dombrowski, Sid? Would you want to talk to Vinnie Dombrowski?
Sure.
Maybe I should get him on the show.
Yeah.
Vinnie Dombrowski, if he wants to do these interviews, he should start jerking off on FaceTime. That's how you get all the media attention.
I believe Vinnie Dombrowski did a liner for our old college radio station. He was one of the... In the instant replay machine, I believe Vinnie Dombrowski from Sponge was one of the tracks.
He was right next to DJ Bathgate.
Yeah. And wasn't there like a Howard Stern one?
Was it really?
Like you and three other people are listening? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was nice
but I think
Howard.
It was added. I don't think like, come on.
No, I think somebody from the radio station was like an intern on his show and got him to do a liner.
Oh, wow.
Nice. I mean, nobody heard it. He's right, but it's nice of him to do it.
Well, at least three people heard it.
Yeah.
That might be over-exaggerating a little.
Vinnie Dombrowski.
Okay, so this interview. I mean,
yes.
Let me read this quote. The show he was on was The Metal Interview, and he just went right into it. He was just asked, hey, how have you been doing?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. He goes, I'm okay. I just went dark. I took the time to just sort of process it all, heal up from it.
Hmm.
Let me also...
His dick was chapped raw from all that masturbating, so you need to let it heal.
Let's just do a quick recap of what we're talking about here so we're all on the same page. When a Megadeth fan was 17, she went to a Megadeth signing. She met David Ellison. They somehow exchanged contact information. They talked for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she was 19, they began doing video chats over FaceTime or Skype. And recently, I guess what happened was she recorded those chats, sent them to a friend or someone who she thought was a friend. That person leaked the videos, which just showed Ellefson in a compromising position, which is to say, you know,
whacking it.
And now
they meet at the Whacking Festival.
Now, if we're speaking, it's Vakken. If we're speaking purely in legal terms,
he was Vakken it.
The
That's
person,
not illegal.
The person to whom a crime was committed is actually David Ellison. There was a revenge porn crime committed because this footage was firstly recorded without his knowledge and then released without his consent, which is illegal. And so it seems as though Ellison is really riding this as like, I'm the victim here.
Well, as I said at the top of the show, there's no disputing that the person who was legally wronged was David Ellison.
Yeah.
I would not dispute that. What I would say is that he still was engaging in some creepy, unethical behavior. He groomed a woman, which to my knowledge is not illegal, but it's gross.
Yeah.
And if we're going strictly by the Bible, immoral. He's a married man, has children older than this one.
Well, then they're probably not that bothered.
But in that light, I would say, just shut your mouth. Like, we agree, you're not legally... You're in the right legally, but just shut up. Just stop talking.
That's sort of why I'm surprised that it wasn't Vinnie Dombrowski doing the PR for this band. Like, you'd think he'd want to take the back seat and just focus on music and not have the band's media push all be about him jerking off in front of a fan, you know?
Well, there's probably two components to that. One being that Dave Ellefson is an egotist and doesn't think he should be prevented from doing the interviews. And the other one is you don't going to get any interviews when you're putting Vinnie Dombrowski out there. I'm sorry.
Rob, you take a Vinnie Dombrowski on Metal Injection.
I take it on the live cast. Well, he take it. I'm the top.
Oh, Vinnie.
Yeah.
Poor
thing. I mean, if he's into it, I wouldn't want to.
Picking sunflower seeds out of his back hair.
Consensually top him.
I'd shower first.
I'm not saying you'd be dirty. I'm saying you'd be eating them while you're topping him, and then the scales would fall on his back.
No, I wouldn't do that. I need to focus on one or the other.
Really?
You can't disrespect the seeds.
You can't seed and fuck.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
You've never thought about it?
No.
What if the seeds are already shelled?
No, I'm too. First of all, if they're already shelled, then what's the point? That's boring. There's no
what?
the whole fun is the challenge of picking through the shell.
Have you tried it? Maybe you find a new fetish. You don't know.
Wait, what? Oh, just I don't enjoy eating shelled sunflower seeds.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I meant have you tried fucking someone while shelling and eating the?
No, I have no. That does not pique my arousal.
Is it because maybe you're spreading your senses too thin, like you can't fully dive into either thing?
Exactly. Yeah, I would have to, you know, I'd have to use too much brain power to focus on processing the shell that it might be hard to maintain the boner.
I don't believe it. I think that you don't want to do it because you don't want to have to share your sunflower seeds.
Oh, I would love to share my sunflower seeds. Just nobody can keep up with me.
Put that on your Tinder profile. Looking for someone to share my sunflower seeds with.
That'll be my profile image, just my pile of
two big balls that he pulled out of his bag. But you know, I kind of do get that. You know, it's like a sensory experience. And Sid, I don't think you recognize or appreciate the depth to which Rob enjoys his sunflower seeds and his fucking. So that's, you know, it's a big deal. You can't do both at the same time. I get it.
Fair enough. So Vinnie Dombrowski has nothing to fear. Enters Rob's domicile to an interview.
Why would he be fearing it anyway?
I don't know how we got onto this, but let's get back to the interview. Now that we know the backstory and the front story, so to speak. So he goes, I'm okay. I just went dark. I took the time to just sort of process it all. And I guess that he means, you know, the cancellation. Mm-hmm. Heal up from it. And also getting kicked out of Megadeth, of course. I've obviously never had anything quite like that happen to me before. And the fact that it was happening like that was just, I couldn't believe the level of just shittiness of humankind. I just couldn't believe it, man. I was like, yeah, all right. Now not to use a religious reference, but I guess I know how Jesus felt. Couldn't even say it without laughing. Not to use a religious reference, but
here's, you know.
I guess I know how Jesus felt.
Not to use a religious reference, but I'm going to compare myself to one of the someone worshipped by 2 billion people in the world.
Yeah.
Not to use a religious reference, but here's the most popular religious reference.
Yeah.
I guess I know how Jesus felt. Carry your cross and then kill him. Shit, we got the wrong guy. Not to make it like a religious thing, but it's just one of those things. I couldn't even believe it. I'm not going to lie. I deserve better than that.
Wait a minute. Does he not know the story of Jesus? Like, they didn't get the wrong guy. That was the guy they were trying to get. They were trying to get Jesus, and they got him. Am I wrong?
They didn't want Ralph from Two Huts Down. They wanted the religion guy.
I think he's watched Life of Brian. That's where they got the wrong guy. They were trying to get Jesus, and they got him.
Yeah.
This whole time, he's just been a big Monty Python fan.
He's got a Python in front of that camera.
What a twat.
And I'm just like, it's so weird to me how he, well, let me read the rest of this. I deserve better than that, which is why I got off.
Well, that was which the is problem.
Which is why I got off social media and I got away from all that stuff. Oh. And I was just like, you know what? I've poured my whole life into my craft and my work and my art and being a performer and entertainer. Oh, he performed all right. And no one deserves to be treated like that. That's just absolutely uncalled for on any level.
But specifically, what does he mean? He hasn't given any examples of this poor treatment.
We'll get kicked out of Megadeth, yeah. I think.
So his gripe is with Dave? It seems like his gripe is with cancel culture from what he's talking.
Well, just the whole experience, perhaps. Just everybody. Hey, it's weird how he's like pushing off any responsibility here. Like, yes, you were wrong.
Is that weird? That's what they do, Rob. I don't know that it's that weird.
Yeah.
Keep my name out of your mouth, fucking dude. FaceTimer, girl groomer, girl guy groomer.
Girl guy groomer.
And I hope maybe with this interview quote surfacing and getting passed around on all the blogs, such as metalinjection.net, maybe he sees this or someone close to him sees this and they could just be like, hey, David. Stop. Don't do any more interviews.
Yeah, he's just not aware of himself, I would say.
I mean, I, for one, am ready for all the Vinnie Dombrowski content you got for me, so I'm all for Dave stopping the interviews. Vinnie to the front.
Who would have thought I'd be the last one canceled in that band?
Yeah.
Win!
Dave Mustaine seems to be cancel-proof at this point.
I mean, he's just so absurd. I mean, I'm sure if there was something that came, we got to give him credit. I to give him credit, but he hasn't done anything other than say stupid things, really. I mean, he hasn't done anything.
And even that he's sort of kept in check of late.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything like that in quite a while.
Much to our chagrin.
He seems
Should we check it with his cameo? Just to make sure.
Oh, imagine there's like... There's like 40 hours of like FaceTiming with teenage girls on his cameo by accident, accidentally uploaded.
But it's just because the teenage girls asked for a cameo for their grandpa.
Oh, the grandpa wanted to see him whacking it?
Oh, I didn't think he was whacking in the nose.
Who knows?
He's got that OnlyFans for that.
Let's see.
OnlyFans of Sponge.
Oh, they're looking thin.
Is he at Starbucks?
It does look like he's at a fucking cafe.
He's in some retail store.
Really beautiful.
Dave giving us a lot of that five head right now.
Yeah.
Gondolas.
Okay, Dave.
Excuse me?
It's 40.
That took a turn.
Yeah.
Oh, when you turn 40, you have to have wellness checks periodically? Is that what you mean?
I wonder if the cameo itself is the wellness check. Like, well, he won't talk to us. Maybe he'll talk to Dave Mustaine.
Please call your mother back.
Oh, man, this one looks like a ransom video. He's behind, like, he's in front of a brick wall. He's got a beanie on.
This is him when he was doing stand-up at an open mic.
They mean business. Send the money.
He does. He looks like he's a comedy seller.
Yeah.
He's pepped. He's got really good at this. Very sincere. Yeah, give me
more money. What?
All right, you've been a great audience. Thank you.
How
give it up for Todd Barry.
He should be so lucky. How would she now go about letting Dave know how her birthday went? Would
Hello,
she have to buy
a
whole new cameo? Another
cameo.
Next year.
Always be closing,
one.
Dave.
Well, how about that Netflix, huh? It's so interesting.
I believe he's a vaccine mandate. Oh, too hot topic.
Metallica walks like this. Have you ever noticed that Anthrax walks like this? Crazy.
How about that Hangary teen food, folks, right? I mean, can we get something better in there? Wait, what?
Uh-oh. Could be an elephant situation.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He needs some water, quickly. Look at how red he's turning.
Yeah.
He doesn't want them at the meet and greet.
What magazine is doing this interview? The Journal of the American Medical Association?
What magazines are there still?
Yeah, right? Highlights.
Highlights for Goofus and Gallant.
It's the name of the new album.
Cross promotion. Oh, get a sneak peek at panel one of the new Goofus and Gallant comic. Buy my new album.
Wow.
That's how Ellison got that girl to call him back.
Oh. Oh, he promised a Goofus and Gallant sneak preview?
Yeah.
Oh, who knew?
The right demographic.
There's one that's listed as other.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
Okay, I don't want to.
You know, it's
so strange how it's such a common, if we go through these and
okay,
I think about it, but like when you really think about cameo, it's just such a capitalist, it's like being able to make money because you made a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
It's just so
weird. I get that point of view about it, but there is also just like, hey, you know, I have these fans. They want to hear from me. I'm down to do it, but I have a price, and this is what it is. And
I didn't
like,
mean for that to reflect poorly.
It's
on
very transactional.
Doing it. That's fine. If I was had any demand, I would do those. I'm not saying they're bad people for doing it. It's just the concept of what it is. It's so strange, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like we haven't made enough money off our fans. What other ways can we wring every last penny that's out there?
Well, if you do it for free, you'd get too many requests. So you gotta put some sort of barrier.
That's what it is. They don't really
for
want
the shout out. Yeah.
Yeah.
To keep the demand in check.
Right.
Let's see what else we got going on. Well, let's talk about this Satanist, the latest Satanist out on the scene, Travis Scott.
Oh. Did you know that's not even his real name?
His name's like Elijah or something, right?
It's like Jacques something.
Oh, Jacques, right.
Who changes their name from Jacques to fucking Travis Scott?
Well, when you want to be a rapper, Travis
Jacques
Scott.
Jacques Webster.
Jacques Berman Webster II.
Berman.
Is he related to Lonnie?
I was going to say, is he? I didn't
Berman,
know
maybe Berman. It's his middle name. And his nickname, by the way, is Cactus Jack.
Oh. Isn't Travis Scott his nickname?
No, Travis Scott is his name.
Isn't he like, is he part Jewish with the Berman? Is that a Jewish thing?
No, it's not Berman. It's,
is he a black Israelite?
It's B-E-R-M-O-N, Berman.
Hmm. Maybe, you know, Ellis Island thing. They Americanize a lot of these Jewish guys' names.
Well, he's from Houston, I believe. engaged or something to Kylie Jenner.
Or something.
I don't know if they're engaged, but he's certainly her baby daddy.
All right.
So he had a big festival called Astroworld earlier this week. And from what I gather, people were going buck wild when he was performing.
I don't have to gather it. There's video of it.
Oh, yeah. I've been avoiding the video. I guess we could look some of it up. But it's very sad because people started storming the stage and eight people died. At least eight people died. I think more people since.
The thing I'm very confused about is why would Travis Scott book Lamb of God on his festival?
Oh, come on.
I had to do one. We got okay, it out of the great. Way. I most likely won't do more.
Don't push
Please
it.
Don't.
So
there's a lot. Thing. There's a lot of blame being thrown around. But, you know, ultimately, it seems like inadequate security and inadequate, like, fencing or, you know, separating of the crowd.
Was it people that got smushed up against the stage, or were they trampled like on the field? Like what?
Well, first they were.
Who were the casualties?
They were coming in through the barricade, not even through to the show, but the opening where you go into the show. They were also storming through there and trampling people. I guess because they didn't want to wait any longer than they had to, and then they just You see this video of a whole stream of people going through this opening, and then they get pushed back because this dude comes out like mounted on a horse, like, get the fuck back.
Jesus
get
Christ.
The fuck back. And that was before anybody rushed the stage.
Okay.
Yeah, there was it was already a raucous crowd. And these are young people, as young as 14. It's so sad. 14 to the oldest one wasn't even 30.
Wasn't there a 9-year-old there that got injured or something?
The youngest who died was 14. I'm looking at the deaths. And so, yeah, they got trampled. And Darren, you've talked about how, like, when you were at Woodstock, something like this almost happened to you. It's very scary. And it's the thing that was kind of weird is that people are like, this would never happen at a metal show. This would never happen at a rock show. Guess what? It has.
Yeah, it always
like,
happens.
It's not – the genre of music has nothing to do with it. It's just, you know, there's a lot of people, and if the crowd isn't being controlled, bad things are possible. There's a possibility. There's a risk.
And honestly, even if the crowd is being controlled, this shit could happen. If there's enough people, it's not like there's crowd control forces in every spot in a venue.
It's just culture war bullshit. Yeah. You know, it's like my genre of thing is better than your genre of thing, and you're an asshole for listening to it, and my people are virtuous, and your people are shitheads. Doesn't mean anything. And there's plenty of great hip-hop crowds, and there's plenty of shitty men, and vice versa. You know, people are just people. It's just really silly to tag them.
People love people, and what can it be?
Go, Rob. Can we get a copyright strike right now?
Yes, please.
Please. Somebody.
A drone strike, some kind of strike. I don't care.
DMG. Come on. I'm calling
but the
out
best.
For you now.
The best thing is somehow this turned into like some big QAnon conspiracy.
What?
And like, so it's basically, this was a satanic ritual is the conspiracy. And part of the, you know, there's a bit of photo being passed around. So, you know, the Travis Scott head, like that photo, how it compares to like a illustration of what hell looks like.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a joke. Didn't someone pass that around as a joke? I didn't know that was Q doing that.
Someone posted that in our Discord.
I did. I did because I got it, but I got it from an account that I follow. That's not. They're just like a comedian. So I didn't think it was coming from Q shit. I thought it was just like, oh, look at this. This kind of looks like this.
But the comedian was Jim Brewer.
So. No.
So within days of the mass casualty events, so tragic.
Eight is mass. I don't know. I feel like you got to get double digits for it to be mass casualty.
Yeah.
Personally, wow. For me.
Even one, even more than one.
No, that's a couple. That's a couple casualty.
That's nowhere near right. Mass, Rob.
Yeah. Three anyway, to nine would be a few casualty. 10 up, You could say mass.
You hit three people with a car. You call that person a mass murderer. Come on.
Yeah, no.
That just cheapens the real mass murders.
I 100% agree.
Astroworld has become a magnet for satanic panic-style conspiracy theories. Mm. Theories have flourished among young people on sites like TikTok, as well as in the QAnon movement.
Oh, man. Have you seen, like, I don't know how much you look at TikTok. There's so much fucking unhinged. Like,
well,
you
there's
know,
everything.
Well,
you can fall down a rabbit hole for anything.
But listen, but you know how you go on Facebook? This is what's different about TikTok. When you look at weird conspiracy shit on Facebook, it's almost exclusively 50-plus-year-old, like, boomers looking at it, doing it. When you look at it on TikTok, it's like 18 to 24-year-old people doing pure unhinged conspiracy shit. It's the
Dave Ellison just started a TikTok account.
Those people are real gullible. I'll get them.
There's 18-year-olds on there. Who?
Too old for him to start. He has to start grooming them when they're 17. Otherwise, it doesn't work out.
Damn it.
He doesn't want to wait till they're 20. Then they're over the hill.
That's true. Sorry, Dave.
You made
multiple viral tweets and TikTok videos have called attention to what they claim are signs of satanic rituals in Scott's performance, including flames and a circle on stage, which people claim could be used for summoning demons.
any circle is bad. The letter O is bad now. Like,
well,
there were
eight flames, eight different flames, like the eight circles of hell or some bullshit.
Oh, I saw someone saying eight circles of hell, eight circles of flames on the stage, and eight people died.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's all these coincidences. Some evoke astrology, popular among young people, to support their claims because the tragedy took place during Scorpio season, which some theorists said sounds like the word corpse. Scorpio. Corpse.
Come on. You know, I don't want to sound like an old man, but the conspiracy theories when I was a kid were so
much better.
You got fucking phonetic coincidence you're going to do now? Get the fuck out of here. Come on, put some work in.
You can make movies about those old school conspiracies. What's the movie here? Julia Roberts, like, with a stack of papers trying to see what words sound similar?
Yeah. corpse. She's furiously looking through
Scorpio,
like?
Corpse.
Digging through a thesaurus. This is horrible. But this is really why the metalheads are mad, because metal never gets accused of being satanic anymore. It's always hip-hop now.
Yeah. Others position that the concert opened a portal to hell. A screenshot of a Reddit post now going viral on Twitter, reports to be from a Travis Scott concert goer whose experience led them to believe that, quote, Travis Scott is a demon sent from hell.
Well, here's the twist to that story. There was a portal open from hell, and the portal opens to somewhere else. We're in hell. The portal opened to, like, a real world we can escape to, but we missed the opening.
So I think the craziest thing to come out, so that's pretty crazy, but then a story that Houston officials said in a press conference, an officer said, we have a report of a security officer, according to the medical staff, that was out and treated him last night, that he was reaching over to restrain or grab a citizen, and he felt a prick in his neck. And the medical staff examined the unconscious security officer and administered Narcan, an emergency treatment for opioid overdoses. So the suggestion is that this officer, was injected in the neck with fentanyl in the middle of a crowd. Now, look, I know there aren't hardcore drug users among our audience base. At least not
other than you.
Oh, get out of here.
So you're about to do an explainer.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, you can't just inject fentanyl anywhere you want. You got to find a vein and make sure you hit that vein.
Why? What happens otherwise?
You piss it out. Nothing happens.
Okay, so.
So if that
could have happened, that he missed.
Yeah.
It's not that easy to just fucking, like, if you just inject somebody randomly in the neck, chances are you're not going to hit a vein. So this person,
but maybe they just
accurate.
Wanted to stab a motherfucker,
or it's just a lie.
Either one, but it's not impossible. Like, I don't know that. Like, if you're trying to, like, fuck with a cop or whatever, you're
or
not
maybe
doing
the
it.
Cop himself is addicted
sure.
to fentanyl.
Sure, but I'm saying, like, if the cop's coming want to fight back. You're not worried about finding a vein so he gets high. You just want to stab him with something sharp that you have.
The cop said he was not coming out. Or wait. Did it say that?
What?
I don't know. Just a weird thing. Obviously, you know, I don't think it's cool to like jump on Travis Scott, jump on
people in front of you at a concert.
Oh, like this is a tragedy for all fans of live music, not just hip hop fans. You know, like this affects everyone, and so there has to be precautions in place to avoid such things happening. I feel like, and I'm sure there will be now that there's all these lawsuits flying around. There's multiple ones already been filed against him, against Live Nation. Drake came out for a song. He's part of a lawsuit.
Yeah. That's what you get. Stay in Canada, motherfucker. I don't know.
Go watch a Raptors game, you prick.
Yeah.
No one should jump on Travis Scott, but no one should really jump on Rob because he's the top.
Yeah.
Just like it says on his shirt there, spinal.
You could jump on this dick.
Oh, wow. All right. Is that an invitation?
Are you Dave Ellison?
Not
oh,
for you.
No.
Also, NFTs are popping.
Are they? Have any of you guys purchased one yet? No.
Yeah,
have you been tempted?
Expensive. Not at all.
But there's some aren't that expensive. There's like that NBA Top Shot thing that I think is like.
It's still pretty expensive.
More, is it? How much do they cost?
Let's see.
I thought like the resale value is expensive, but like. When they release packs or whatever, it's just about your place in line and you could get it for like a reasonable price.
It's not like Bitcoin where it's like $67,000, but you can buy like 1/10 of a Bitcoin. This is like you're buying a thing for a price, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't just check.
You gotta buy it and then see how much it is. Was that the end line of the Brooklyn Nets court that it written in Comic Sans?
Where?
Can you play that video from the beginning, or is it possible? I don't know.
It's out of.
Let it scroll to the
beginning. I guess it is Comic Sans over here.
Look on the other end.
Oh, no,
that's the other end. On the other end, it definitely was Comic Sans.
It'll loop.
Oh, my God. I have to see this again.
Yeah.
Look at that. No,
that's the chalk font.
It's like the Basquiat.
Yeah, I've seen that. Once I saw it and got a chance to look at it, I saw what it was. Sorry to get the audience all hyped up.
These are just a notable sale. Okay,
yeah.
$3. Okay.
Oh.
Not so bad. No, I haven't bought any NFTs, but, you know, there's now like really some insane freaking NFTs going around for like thousands of dollars in a figures or a photo of like a horse or something. Like I want to show you here's an NFT collection from Gary V. Do you guys know who Gary V is?
No, that guy is like a self-help motivating guy.
He's like a social media influencer, like a marketing guru kind of guy. He has his own marketing agency.
He's a Brooklyn Russian guy. He's a guy, right?
Jersey Russian guy.
Oh, Jersey. Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk.
Vaynerchuk. Yeah. And so he launched. So look at these NFTs. Yes, that is a stick-figure jack-o'-lantern for $93,000.
Why?
Because it goes up. If you have that money,
it's rare. This nifty narwhal is rare. Only 47,000. Only 10 of them. So now what people have been doing as a goof is like you could just, you know, like right-click, save image as.
Of course.
Here, or you can take a screenshot. Easy peasy.
Can't they make it so you can't take a screenshot? In other words, like some sites, you know, allow you not to do that, right? Or disallow you.
They could disable right click, but there is a workaround. A site cannot prevent you from taking the screenshot because that's just a security. It doesn't have the security permissions to do that.
I see.
So no matter what, but the whole thing is, it's not about having a screenshot. It's like, you know, there's. Many people have reprints of the Mona Lisa, but there's only one Mona Lisa.
Or 10.
But you can validate the Mona Lisa.
Right. Well, This is the, well, that's the NFT. The NFT itself is the validation because it's the digital token, whereas the screenshot is just a screenshot. There's no
right, but there's some tangible benefit from having the real Mona Lisa, but there's no tangible benefit from having the real narwhal that somebody drew in their apartment.
Oh, you can resell it with the
right,
the,
but then it becomes reflexive, so it's just
sure.
Another cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Yes. So now there's been people diving into NFTs because it's the trendy topic, and they don't quite understand what's going on. And then so when people say, like, oh, here's the screenshot, these uneducated NFT purchasers then threaten lawsuits for screenshots and duplicates. And it's like, no, that's not illegal. So I wanted to play this one such angry NFT bro who does not like that his NFTs are being hijacked because he's paid a lot of money for them. Now, Darren, could you describe what this guy looks like to our audio listeners?
Oh, no. It's more like NFT brow. Am I right?
He looks like a fat Eddie Kingston somewhat. He's very, he's got like he shaved off his eyebrows and then painted them back on. He's got long like mascara eyelashes. And he's got a very thick, like, 5 o'clock shadow.
It's like
beard.
A big time Tommy
very well
was
manicured.
A drag queen.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, he's kind of a drag queen in his boy drag, like the drag queen out of the big getup. But then you hear him talking, and it's he's pissed, or they're pissed.
Huh. Wait a minute. Hold on. He keeps looking off to the side. Has he written this statement out and he's reading from notes?
100%.
That is correct.
Wow.
He has to read this. He couldn't memorize this.
Do you think he wrote out, huh, or he added that in the moment?
Well, somebody posted a DM that they got from this person, and the huh is in fact in it. It's the same exact thing.
Amazing. Oh my god.
Word for word.
Now who is this guy that other than just a dumb NFT guy? Is he somebody like that anyone would know?
He's just somebody that's buying these lazy lions.
But like where did he get like millions of dollars to buy this shit? Is he just a rich like trust fund dipshit?
Oh, I'm not familiar with so what ended up happening is the person who kept saving his NFT listed an NFT of the image that he kept saving with the right click menu. Like it's a new NFT because it's a screenshot of the NFT with the right click menu. And that in itself has become an NFT.
That is a fucking hero right there. That is awesome. A legendary move.
So there you go.
This is so like to me the concept of an NFT is nothing wrong with it, but it's to be that unaware and provincial about it, and like you have to know that people are going to right click it, and if you really believe in this technology that right clicking doesn't make it worth anything and you own the real thing, then don't worry about it.
Yeah, then what are you mad about?
Yeah, like why are you getting mad? Just let it be.
To me, that exposes them as not even understanding what they're buying into, which is just insane. But they're like, I feel, you know, those are examples, you know, like shitty examples of NFTs. But I do think that there's some artists that are using NFTs to kind of do some cool stuff. There's this one artist, Chen Stark. Mm-hmm. And so here are some of her NFTs, which I think, now she's like a legitimate great artist. She had a recent exhibit that I went to see here in New York City, which was actually the background that Tiju's last week on the pie. It was a very trippy visual. So like, for example, here are her NFTs and it's her artwork. You could essentially buy digital versions.
It's like
her
a screensaver. It's like any Windows 95 screensaver.
But
right, what
but,
do you
but
do
I
want
to like point
other
to
than
you own it.
Yeah, but what, what do you do with it other than have it appreciate in value? Like anything?
Right. So you can display it in the metaverse. Like, you know, if there's like a virtual.
Isn't that
like
Facebook
now? Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could basically display your NFT. That's kind of, I mean, it's so stupid. But
it really
I thought
is.
That it's so, it's just. It's,
no, it is. It's so
a digital
stupid.
Thing. But so I want to point out that this one art,
yeah.
this multiverse art sold for 150 ETH, which
That's
is $700,000. It's crazy.
How much of that does she get?
Probably a good amount of it, I assume. Well, look at these bits. Oh, this 3F music really got in here with these bids.
Yeah, one Ethereum is like $4,700 or something.
Yeah. But at the time, it could have been lower. Yeah, this was settled in March.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, so it's wild. It's wild.
Yeah. So dumb. It's all so dumb.
But yeah, like her analog art is pretty expensive. Like at her show, she had a gallery at the end and, you know, you could purchase the pieces and they range. The cheapest one was $5,000 for like a kind of mirror piece that was like, you know, the size of my head. And then they range up to like $30,000 for bigger physical pieces.
This is a big deal for artists, though, because,
yeah.
you know, there's a long time period where artists could not make shit.
Yeah, and I think that's how it should be.
Well, most artists, like, this
good.
Is just a very select few that are actually making, like, you know, good money off it.
Is it, would you say it's a mass amount of artists?
No.
And so
less than 10?
I guess
then I'm okay
yes.
with it.
Then yes, it is a mass amount of artists.
Maybe it could we have sent those artists to Astro World to get trampled?
Well, if they survive, they have something to pour into.
I don't want. Listen, I want to be clear. I don't want anybody to get trampled.
And no one, not a single person you could think
no.
of.
Gotta be somebody.
Ben Shapiro, maybe.
Thiopis.
No. Stop it.
I almost forgot about that meme. Wow.
Bring
that's
it back.
A classic. There's a certain person who's a piece of shit.
Nobody even knows this is anymore.
Really? Do they not exist?
No, they don't. I mean, you know, their music still exists from the past, but they haven't put out anything new or toured or they're not active at all.
Are any of them jamming with a certain Vincent Dombrowski?
Ha, ha, ha. I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I love Jose Mangan.
It is funny that Vinnie Dombrowski's previous band had a song about a girl turning 16, and now he's got Dave Ellison in his new band, and he's also very interested in when girls turn 16.
So you're saying Dave Ellison heard that song and says...
Dave Ellison
knows something.
My kind of people.
Them turning 18. No,
well, they got to turn 16 first.
Well, that's when you start grooming them. It's
yeah.
not like he is messing with them at that age, but he knows that's his MO. That's his game plan.
Yeah, it's an investment. It's like his personal NFT is just girls online.
Yeah.
He'll pay one Ethereum, and then 2 years later, they get to see him jerk off. That's that transaction. It's on the cock chain.
NFT for him is need to fuck teenager.
Oh, if only we could make that the episode title.
No.
Oh.
No, we can't.
Damn you, cancel culture. Oh, my God. Oh, where do we go from here?
Well, speaking of cancel culture, I want to quickly bring up Marilyn Manson. We talked about him last week because he was at that fucking prayer service with Kanye West and Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's wild about this is, you know, when you hang out, you know, Justin Bieber, Kanye West, those are like mainstream gossip rag material stuff. You know, this isn't just metal gossip rag material and stuff. So you have People magazine covering the story. And so they reach out to publicists. And apparently Justin Bieber had no idea that Manson was even going to be there, which to me just sounds like, you know, they're just saying that.
Did he know that he was there? Because he's wearing like a whole like
yeah.
book or whatever.
That was who that lady was?
Well, no, he knew he was there at the moment because he prayed for him.
Oh, he actually mentioned Marilyn Manson by name?
I'm not sure if
he said Brian Warner, that was the same guy. He's just like, oh, it's just some pasty dude named Brian here. All right.
He prayed for Jesus to drop the charges against Marilyn Manson. This is like the new cameo. Like Justin Bieber just goes on a microphone and does a prayer for you if you have like cancel problems. It's just for celebrities only.
Aaron Rodgers, you're next.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, I pray in Jesus' name that the vaccine Nazis will stop forcing you to get the jab, Aaron. I pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, may you not lose any more endorsement deals.
Oh, State Farm, please do not cancel Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we can talk about that in a moment, too, but I just want to bet you this. So somebody reached out to Marilyn Manson and his reps, mm-hmm. and they spoke and asked if he had turned to Christianity. People asked if Marilyn Manson had turned to Christianity, and Manson's spokesperson said, quote, "That's nobody's business."
What?
That's like, I mean, if you're not, you would say you're not. If you are, you would say either you are or no comment.
Right. So he did say no comment.
He basically said no comment. And Manson was raised Christian. Of course, obviously, he had an album called Antichrist Superstar.
Sarcastic.
So the rep went on to say, throughout his career, Marilyn Manson has collaborated with innovative and legendary artists across all musical genres, and he is no exception.
Yay.
Oh, yay. That's right.
His name isn't Kanye.
Kanye.
That's Woody Allen's wife.
Kanye?
Yeah.
That should be the episode title.
Speaking of getting canceled.
That was like the old English Kanye. Kanye. Ye old Kanye.
I
miss
Connie
ye
salad.
Old Kanye.
Yeah, so it just gets weird. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, is this... I guess, like, literally no one else must want to work with him. That's the only thing I can think of here. That, like, what is he... Like, how...
But is this working with him? It's not like they released a single.
Yeah, he's on the new album. He has like a few lines on one of the songs on the new album, I believe.
On whose new album?
Kanye West, on Donda.
Oh, really? Marilyn Manson has lines on his new album?
What? Oh, no. Why?
Oh, no. He just appeared at the Donda listening party. I'm a little confused.
Gondola? Like the gondolas that Dave Mustaine was on in Costa Rica?
Is it Donda?
Those are called gondolas.
No, it's Donda, but just the way you said it, Donda listening party.
Donda?
Gondola is what my aunt used to call me when I was a little boy. Come here, Gondola.
Such a handsome Gondola.
Oh, look at
dondola.
That. Put him on that Gondola.
So Jackie Mason calls Donald Trump.
Oh, actually, they do feature on the album. I'm reading now. Yes, Manson is on the album.
I think Donald Trump is a very nice person. Personally, I don't associate with him, but I see him in the news. I think he's doing good
Jackie
things
Mason's
for people.
Here from the grave.
Oh, yeah, he did die, right?
Another mental injection live guest curse.
Long overdue.
Well, he was like 900 years old. I don't know if we could claim that as part of the curse.
And we barely talked about him.
Yeah.
We should do more Jackie Mason content.
We could do a Patreon rewatch of, what was that show he was on, Chicken Soup? With Lynn Redgrave?
Was it called Chicken Soup? Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Oh, my God, is that awful. It's on YouTube.
Oh, I watched every episode when I was a kid.
It's on YouTube, though, in full.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we do a watch-along.
Yeah.
So bad. And you know what makes it worse is that he's not really doing Jackie Mason. He doesn't do a lot of Jackie Mason in it. Like, he talks with that accent, but there's not, like, a lot of... It's like a regular sitcom with regular situations.
Yeah.
Like Lynn Redgrave is a mom. She's got a teenage daughter, and they have daughter and mother problems, and he's just, like, a bystander, and, you know. And just kind of stands there and go, oh, well, I don't understand any of this, you know. That's basically it.
It shows that, like, got green lit back in the day, man. There's some wild, wild shit.
I feel just they were churning out the sitcoms and they could just plug anybody into them.
Yeah. I guess Golden Girls was popular at this point, so they were like, what other old people are around that we could put in shows? Because that's a gold mine every time.
That was
Matlock.
Yeah, Matlock. Or Empty Nest, the spin-off
yeah.
of Golden Girls.
Yeah.
But Golden Girls, like, are just a perfect storm. Like,
yeah.
You know, just that you'd never think that would work. And you watch it and you just roll on the floor funny.
Yeah. It's the exception that proves the rule.
And they would never make that show now. Like, who would pitch a show on women? They're supposed to be in their 50s. Like, you would never see that.
Well, wasn't there some, like, that? I think Betty White was in it. It was on, like, Nick at Night or whatever. Like, a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There was some show
with Valerie Bernelli, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Grace and Frankie, too. They're, like, they're basically the age that the Golden Girls were when that
Oh, right. That's a Netflix show. Hot in Cleveland is the
sitcom. That's it. It was terrible. I saw, like, an episode or two.
I don't
know.
Five seasons, yeah.
I don't think I saw one episode. Never. Not one.
Betty White
outlived Golden Girls.
Bertinelli's husband. Very sad.
He's the last Golden Girl.
If I want to see Betty White, just watch the Match Game. Like, what do I need, you know, Hot in Cleveland?
Or
well,
Golden
like Girls,
Girls,
yeah. Just, I could watch any of those episodes, and I am in, and it's great.
Yeah.
It still holds up. Although, there is
Wonderful
some, like, there is some questionable content, but definitely
what,
overall.
What, like what?
There's some kind of, there's one episode where there's like a black maid and, they think that she put a spell on them. And
but that's
so,
played for laughs. Like they're so dumb and racist. I don't think it's like they're
right. But you would never, if you watch it, it's problematic. Well, because the punchline is she then gets her family to come and act like the stereotype that they assume that she is. And then it's a big gag, but it's just weird.
Yeah. I just think, well, you're right that because everyone's so cautious now that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. It would never happen.
Like the show being racist. I think
yeah, I'm saying I don't think it's right. It's just like problematic stuff. But like, there's so. But I mean, you would find that with most all sitcoms, I would say, from that.
Yeah.
You know, like it's from 30 years ago, of course. And that's what's so. Its run was from 83, the year I was born.
That it started
in
91.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yep.
Because
I looked that up.
Wow.
I believe you.
Or let me just double check. 85.
I would have guessed.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
85 to 92.
Right. Great show.
And then they had a spinoff. Other than Empty Nest, they had the one where like
the
they
Golden
ran a
hotel.
And, yeah, I never watched
only,
that.
It was only
I watched
Blanche
that.
And Rose, right? Betty White. And
no, it was everyone but B. Arthur. But then B. Arthur ended up coming back for a few episodes, but then they canceled it.
Well,
it wasn't funny.
Yeah,
like,
it was nice to see them all again after Golden Girls ended.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like good.
Although
that's
I
my
bet,
top
like,
10 all time TV shows.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely up there. And I feel with the best sitcoms, they kind of have to have a plot that's unlike most other sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
yeah.
that's them. Like, it's just four friends, four single widows.
Yeah, it's basically Friends, but with menopause.
Well, B. Arthur wasn't a widow.
Oh, that's right.
She was divorced, right?
A divorce. She was dead.
Stan was still around.
Mm-hmm.
That,
sure.
To kill him. He's, I love, that's a good reason
that's
why
a great
the show
actor.
Is so good because, like, everyone's so relentlessly into their character. Like, he's a dick, her ex-husband is, and he's such a dick. Like, there's no, it's like Seinfeld. You know how they had that agreement with Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld when they would write the shows? It was
mm-hmm.
like, never give in, never have a hug moment.
No hugs, no lessons. Is
right.
that it?
This is the same principle. It's like he's a dick, but don't let him have a warm moment where he's like, all right, he's kind of a nice guy, but he's a dick. No, he's just a relentless dick. And I
there are there was one episode where it's like, oh, look, wow, they're really wow, he's really not bad. And then it just completely unfurls.
They pull the rug out from under you.
Yeah, yeah. It was great.
Golden Girls, talk about the should we talk about the Every Time My Guy Die who got Seinfeld trending on Twitter the other day?
Every Time My Guy Die?
Every Time I Die Guy.
I wasn't going to call you out, but I'm
wrong. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he said Every Time My Guy Die. Let's see. Keith Buckley.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's well, not your boy, the wrestler, right?
No, this
no that's
the singer.
Andy.
Andy Williams.
I know, I'm just
the,
saying,
the,
making sure.
The Butcher.
But it's so weird because, like, yesterday I see Seinfeld trending, so I click through, and then it's all these people responding to a tweet from Keith Buckley. I'm like, where do I know that name from? That name sounds familiar. So I click through on the profile. I'm like, the guy from that band? What? Why? What is that? Didn't make sense. It's very strange. What
did he say?
He said, did Seinfeld, the show, not the human, completely eradicate empathy from cultural consciousness? Or did it just show people that they had an unhealthy amount of things in common with people who had no empathy? Or neither? I just started from season one, episode one, and I already feel surly.
Well, what do you two think about that question? It's a good question. I don't know if he had an agenda there.
No, I don't think he did.
I guess if it's any of the options, it would be the latter one. I don't think Seinfeld invented anything. I think people were like that. That was a sensibility that always existed.
But yeah, like the Odd Couple was surly, wasn't it?
Sure.
No, the Odd Couple definitely had hug it out moments. I mean, they clearly loved each other as friends. You know, I don't think there was – they just would annoy the shit out of each other. But I do think it's also an overstatement of Seinfeld, what he's saying there. I think that these are like really – even though it's a show about nothing, that's the quote that they always say. But it's like, these are like very well-developed characters. Like you can, the test is always like, can you name 10 things about this character? And you easily could do that with all four of them.
Yeah.
They're very deep characters. They're eccentric. But
they're just dicks.
They're
just like narcissists, but so are lots of people.
Yeah, they are narcissists. I would say I don't think they're mean-spirited though. Like I think they're just shallow people. Like I think they try to do good, but not when it inconveniences them.
Yeah, exactly.
Different from being actively like surly is what the word that was used there. I don't think they're surly. I think they try to be good-natured, and it just backfires because they're shallow fucking narcissists.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, like, what was the reaction to his tweet? Was it people agreeing with him or telling him to shut the fuck up? Or
it comes off to me like it's insulting Seinfeld in a way.
A little bit. Also, it's stunning to hear, like, someone watching it for the first time all of a sudden now.
Oh, I must have missed that line. Did he say that?
Yeah, he said he started from the season one, episode one. It could be that he's just rewatching it, too. Hmm. He didn't make it clear that it's from the first time.
Can you text him and
ask? It doesn't look like he was ratioed.
Okay.
And it looks like, yeah, he got more retweets. Well, he got more quote tweets than retweets.
Mm.
So that could, let's use some of these quote tweets. It's literally a show about terrible people. You're not supposed to laugh with them, but laugh at them. Like, that's the whole show.
Don't
let this guy watch It's Always Sunny. Well, that's what
he's saying. Yeah, for sure.
Are they really am I wrong, way off base on this? Are they terrible people?
On Seinfeld?
Terrible, yeah. I don't think they're terrible people.
They're just extremely honest about their darker
impulses. No, I
think
Jerry and George are definitely terrible people. They've done
you really think
very terrible things.
I would say George is the closest to being a terrible person.
Yeah.
No, Jerry's abject. He's done really shitty things to the women.
Yes, but we've all done shitty things. Like, I don't think he's a terrible person.
Mm. Okay, you're right. But Jerry Seinfeld, the human, is terrible.
Yeah, he's worse than the character on the show.
We're
speaking of Dave Ellison.
Yeah, exactly. 17 years. He didn't wait the 2 years like Dave did.
And everybody was just cool with it. It was the weirdest fucking thing even then. Howard
even
Stern
now.
Called him out about it. But
who did Howard Stern, right? Yeah.
As I recall. But,
Howard Stern was
people.
sort of a little disingenuous about it because he would go off about how hot his girlfriend was.
Yeah.
At the same time as saying that Jerry's a creep for doing it, he was being a creep.
I think it was more that he was mad that Jerry wouldn't do a show as much anymore, and so here's the thing I could rib him about.
Typical Howard Stern.
Yeah.
What made the show good.
Speaking of narcissistic people, there you go.
At least he didn't groom any 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he groomed one until she was 35 and then married her.
When? How old was she when they got together? I don't even
think
remember.
About, they're, what, like, they're like 20 years apart, I think.
Something
like
that.
I don't know how old, but they've been
Beth
married.
Beth Stern is 49. Howard Stern is 67.
Yeah, it's 18 years.
It's 18 years.
Yeah, but when did they start dating? 90s?
Early aughts, something like that. Maybe, I think like early aughts.
2000 they started.
Okay. Bless their hearts, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's happy, seems like.
Yeah.
Who's getting a phone call?
Not me.
Something's buzzing.
I don't even hear
it. It's you, Rob. It's your sunflower seed alarm.
Oh,
you
no.
haven't eaten any in 35 minutes, so you have
to
take a chunk.
Oh, God. I have, like, low blood sunflower seed. Instead of low blood sugar. Why? I didn't realize this, but Jackie Mason had a talk show?
Yeah.
Was this more recently?
The Jackie Mason show? No, it was on WWOR.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, yeah, that was when Howard Stern was doing his show. I think they're on back-to-back.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
So look at these thumbnails. Oh. Try that again.
Uh-oh. I'll show the porn folder.
Oh, no. It's all other Jackie Mason clips. Oh, look, there's mayoral candidate Curtis
Sliwa.
Yeah,
that's what I saw. So he's... What's it is?
He misses the old New York. Rob, could you pause this for one quick second? Could you just say the name of the account that posted this clip? Please.
The ultimate Jew. 11.8K
wow.
subscribers.
Jesus.
Permeate.
Canceled. They're not beating.
Wow, this is real. Yeah, this is a real galaxy brain take.
He's basically saying ACAP.
Yeah.
All cops aren't beating people enough.
Yeah.
ACAP PE.
Yeah.
Is that band from the 90s?
Good boy.
Well, that lady likes it.
Let's see Curtis Sliwa. Oh, my God. This is brutal. All right. Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, on race relations. I'm sure this is good.
Oh, God.
Don't forget to like and subscribe for more content from the Ultimate Jew.
Let's see the Ultimate Jew chat. Oh, it's all just Jackie Mason stuff.
Jackie Mason is the Ultimate Jew.
You don't get to enter my home and not touch the mezuzah, Hulk Hogan.
What is this? Look at this.
Wait. Can we see Jackie Mason in training and ready to rumble?
Where?
The top row, next to last.
He was originally cast in the David Arquette role in that WCW.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It looks like his face melted. It looks like one of those, like, chocolate molds that you left out in the sun too much and the mold has melted.
Oh,
my goodness.
And this toupee, it's like he purposely got a toupee that looks like thinning hair.
And disheveled.
He knew a full regular toupee would not look realistic enough, so he got this thing. It's like a rat's nest.
But the colors are totally off with his natural hair color.
And why does he have a picture of, like, fucking Voltaire behind him?
Well, because he's going to London, so he's trying to look classy for the London people. The Londoners.
What's going on in this video?
Wow.
Blurping as he talks.
Look at this.
Because I was having angina on the stage.
This is...
Boy, that's an exciting way to sell.
Oh, no.
Come to my show. It might be the last one because I might die.
He's on an elliptical.
Treadmill.
Doing the worst crunches you've ever seen.
This also looks like it's from 10, 15 years before the previous clip.
Yeah.
He looks more
laying
human.
Around.
Right, now he's lifting, like, weights.
They zoomed in, like, an extreme close-up on his hand as he lifted the weight, so he couldn't see anything else.
This is wild. Oh, Jackie.
I don't
want to
play the...
Can you imagine a worse way to like hype up a show by saying like I thought I was never going to do a show again because during the last one I felt like I might die?
I guess that was a joke. I think the joke was that he was scheduled to die, but somehow he's still alive. But yeah, when that's like your material is just like, can you believe I'm still alive? And that's like it. That's the whole.
I want to go see that. I mean,
well,
I
you
want
to go because maybe you're at the show where he finally keels over.
That's the only draw.
Yeah, make an NFT of that shit.
But if he survives, you got to listen to fucking 90 minutes of an old Jew kvetching.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's.
Look at Jackie ahead of his time 11 years ago. Coolest Joe Biden.
Oh, no.
I mean,
Let's see what he's upset about.
Why are you going to make me agree with Jackie? Come on. Don't do this to me. World Nut Daily presents.
Yeah, he's in with the Microsoft Word font.
the ultimate Jew.
Is this timeout? Pause. Is this his account?
I guess
that'd be his official channel. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you think he dubbed himself that, or somebody else awarded him?
No, clearly
ultimate
his
Jew.
Nephew or niece or whatever set this up for him.
But he's the last one, is what he's saying. There's no more. He's not the penultimate Jew. He's the last one. Why'd they call it penultimate? He's not writing anything. There's no pen involved. Sorry, I keep interrupting.
Biden. Timeless criticism.
Well, nobody knows what the responsibilities of the vice president are.
Nope.
All right. I don't want to get too much into Israel talk, yeah.
Did we get Noah back on the show?
Taliban a threat?
Oh,
nah, it's Fox News. What?
Whoa.
Maybe because they're not defending Israel enough. All right.
Yeah, I think in a lot of these from a distance, it sort of looks like Bill Maher.
Oh, yeah. I can see it. Right.
Similar styles.
Oh, my God.
Well, Jackie did not expect Mason, to be on Jackie Mason's YouTube tonight, but here we are.
We're teaching the youth. Hopefully you're learning. You're seeing what we were forced to sit through as children. Who's he with there? Who's Jackie with in your phone?
Oh, there you go.
Two people we were just talking about. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Right? Was this right before or right after they drank the blood of Christian children?
Don't knock it till you tried it. I got right off Epstein's plane. I was parched. I had to go to the airport and get the blood of the Christian children.
There's got to be some connection there, right? Him and Epstein?
You don't think these liver spots go away by themselves, do you? Come on.
You get one new liver spot every time you drink the blood of a child.
Yeah. The adrenochrome costs money. I'm not a big star like the Jerry here.
The ultimate Jew, though.
I still got to drink the blood. I'll get the good stuff. That's what Joe Biden gets. He doesn't even know he's the vice president. All the things that the vice president's supposed to be doing, he's not doing them. What are they? I don't know. I don't know what they are. But he's supposed to do them.
What did the news this week about him farting in front of somebody in the royal family?
Jackie Mason?
No, Joe Biden.
If Jackie Mason farts, his whole colon fall out.
I believe Prince Charles's wife,
Camilla,
said that Joe Biden laid a stink bomb on her.
I'm sure he farted, but the controversy.
Did he
was,
know he farted?
Yeah, that, and also the conspiracy around this story was that he actually shat his pants.
Oh no!
And that the media.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, the media sort of covered up for him and said it was only a fart.
That's was this on the same website that was accusing Travis Scott of being a Satanist?
Well, the conspiracy I heard was that his fart, the wind from it, is what set off that stampede at Astroworld. It just blew those people right on top of each other.
What I heard is they're trying to use the fart from Joe Biden's anus, and they're going to usurp the coal fossil fuels and put the coal miners out of business.
They're going to use the thought from Joe Biden to disable the Iron Dome, and then who knows what will happen.
And then all the missiles will rain down on all the good Jews in Israel. All from one thought.
Bless him.
Bless me or bless his thoughts? What side do you want? Pick a side.
Yeah, right.
You're Jewish, aren't you? What kind of Jew are you?
You know what, Jace? Jackie Mason is just like the mirror universe Bernie Sanders. Same guy, but one is for good and one's for evil.
Yeah.
Same height.
One's the ultimate Jew, the other one's the ultimate self-loathing Jew.
That's, yes, correct. Wait, which one's which? You know Jackie Mason hates himself. Come on. He looks in the mirror.
Well, he can't do it. He doesn't anything now. He's dead.
Right.
He's dead.
He died from hating himself so hard.
Oh.
You don't get gnarled up into like a crooked mess like he is unless you really, something's wrong in there. All right.
To our music break.
Oh.
All right.
Metal Injection Livecast music break. And every week we like to pick a song. Each of us pick a song. And you could get the music break on Spotify. It's a playlist. Just search Metal Injection Livecast music break. See it there. And I'll go first with the song that I picked. I picked something from a incredible jazz drummer, Nate Smith. I went to see him this past weekend. And I'll talk about that in a second. And he has an album that came out a few months ago called Kinfolk 2, See the Birds. And this track is with Vernon Reed of Living Color. And it's like a metal track. It's like a jazz metal track. It's so cool.
Was Alex Skolnick there at the show with you?
Alex Skolnick was not there. But funny enough, I saw Alex Skolnick perform jazz before I went to this jazz show. I had a jazz show, Bang Bang.
Why?
This weekend. So Alex Skolnick and friend of the show, Dave Davidson from Revocation, who's been on the show a few times, they have developed a friendship over Yaz. And so
wait, the birth control?
Over jazz music. And they've been jamming. And I guess one of Dave Davidson's friends has a restaurant in the city. And they
Chipotle?
Were looking for live entertainment. No, it's like a nice little bar, restaurant. It's called Short Stories. And so they played for 2 hours during the happy hour.
Cool.
It was in the afternoon, like 5 to 7. And then this jazz show started at 8. So it was great. I went to the jazz show pregame with Alex Skolnick and Dave Davidson. And they were just noodling. It was just the two of them. And so I was listening, but then also chatting and talking to friends. But then,
who'd you go with?
Well, I went with my buddy Anthony, and Frank was there as well. And so we all hung out, and there were a few other people. There's Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder was there, and just like a bunch of other friends. And
they said Anthony was your buddy, but Frank isn't.
I came in with Anthony, but Frank was already there.
Oh,
and also,
did you know he'd be there?
No, it's because everyone knows who Frank is, but the listeners might not know that Anthony's been
on the show also.
Anthony is. So I wanted to make it clear. I just went with a buddy of mine.
I didn't mean to blow up
your
spot. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. You actually, you very intently meant to do that.
And did you intently mean to not invite me or Darren to this little shindig?
Yeah, I absolutely did because you would have never come.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't understand the pleasure I get from turning down invitations, Rob. You robbed me of that.
I, on the other hand, appreciate that you know enough about me to know that I would hate to listen to jazz music for 4 hours. That's very kind of you.
I would have gotten such a good laugh out of that invitation. We would have just
I think you would have enjoyed it, Darren, too, because during some of the songs, they actually brought up some MCs, and they did kind of like really fun freestyles over the jazz. It was very eclectic.
So you thought this was during the Skolnick?
Yeah. No, this is the this is the second show.
So there was no cover versions of his Trump song, his vaccination song.
No. Oh, I should have requested that at the.
How would he
play Trump sucks? Play Trump sucks.
You should have just shouted out Trump sucks like in the
Trump
chorus.
Trump sucks.
Yeah. While he's playing.
Just bring out an iPad.
But this Nate Smith show, I highly recommend for fans of, like, if you like Dillinger or, you know, like any proggy or jazzy metal, absolutely check out this Nate Smith album. It's so good. It was incredible seeing a jazz show. You know, I'm used to mostly going to rock and metal shows. And it was nice. It was a nice change of pace. And everybody was such a good musician. It was like watching athletes at the top of their game, you know, like they were just showing off. And it was so cool. And I really got caught up in the emotion. I was like, wow,
yeah, it's
music
like,
rules.
It's like if Michael Jordan performed at a steakhouse.
It wasn't a steakhouse. It was a good venue. There were like 300-400 people.
But it was at a restaurant.
No, it wasn't. I'm not talking about the Skolnick show. I'm talking about the actual concert.
Oh, so Skolnick, not a musician at the top of his game.
The person I was speaking of was Nate Smith and his band. They're at the top of their game.
Alex
Skolnick
was serving
the
Budweiser.
Was much more low stakes. It was more improv and jamming kind of stuff.
So there were steaks.
They were serving steak and hamburger.
Alex Skolnick brought the steaks out on a plate.
He was hungry. He's like, I'll perform. Will you just feed me? It's been so long since I've had a meal.
So I picked I picked the track Rambo, The Vigilante by Nate Smith and Vernon Reed. It's very heavy. Darren, what did you pick?
Well, I went out to a jazz club with a couple of buddies of mine, and it just got me thinking about... No, I'm kidding. I looked at the past year and change of our playlist, and I realized I never picked the Megadeth song. So I picked the Megadeth song, and it's one of my favorite Megadeth songs ever, and it's from the Beavis and Butthead Experience, and it's called 99 Ways to Die. I think that's Metallica, Megadeth at the top. And that's when they're at the top of their game. That was like the best Megadeth period, in my opinion.
That might be the first Megadeth song I remember hearing. Because I wasn't really into metal, and they didn't get played on like the radio stations I listened to. So when that Beavis and Butthead Experience album came out, I definitely got that. And that was like, that and the Nirvana song were my two favorite songs on that album.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good stuff on there. There's there's an Anthrax cover of the Beastie Boys, which I don't like that much. It's like just sort of a straight, like they didn't change. You wouldn't know it's not the Beastie Boys. It's so close.
Yeah.
But there's a few. There's the Beavis and Butthead duet with Cher. That's really good.
Oh, that's so great.
There's a Positive K song. Which I got to tell you, this is like sort of an esoteric story about Positive K. But
is that the I've Got a Man?
I got a man, one-hit wonder rapper, but he was also on the Beavis and Butthead album. But he had that song was out, and my friend and I used to get high every day, and we would watch Laserdisc because he had like a whole Laserdisc collection. And we
got the Laserdisc.
Hopefully you let me get away with that.
I'm the laser top.
So we were watching The Fugitive. And then, do you know the movie? Do you know the part where the guy that escapes with Harrison Ford, they corner him in a house somewhere.
Okay.
He goes to his girlfriend's house and he takes one of the cops hostage and he goes, I got your man. And I just yelled out, what's your man got to do with me? And then he says it again in the movie. He goes, I got your man. Just like the song. And I go, I ain't trying to hear that, see? That was my best high moment. I had the whole room fucking cackling.
Oh, that's great.
Worth watching that movie. It's a great movie, but just to see that scene is fantastic. Now you can play the song in your head.
We should add that song to the playlist also.
Yeah, maybe next
I'll do
week.
It right now.
Oh,
I'll do it right now.
Sure.
And the song I picked before I forget, was Sister Anne by the MC5. Because I was watching some show, I think maybe Narcos I was watching this weekend, and they had an MC5 song. I haven't thought about the MC5 in a minute, but they are arguably one of the bands that invented punk rock and aggressive rock music in the late 60s, early 70s. Mm-hmm. And they're the first band I recall ever using the F word in a song, which is also pretty cool. And I did not pick the song that Narcos played. I picked a different song, the little lesser known song.
Just to be clear, we're talking about Falafel, is the F word?
Yes, Falafel, that's exactly right. They're Israeli band from Detroit. this, I think, is probably the longest song I've ever put on the playlist. It's over 7 minutes long. And it's quite good. Sister Anne by the MC5.
I was about to say, I don't think still anyone's used the word falafel in a song, but I think the Beastie Boys have a song with the word falafel in it. And
they must. Modest Yahoo, maybe?
Oh, right. Yeah, maybe. Any other Jewish artists?
I think there's a few.
Yeah, Carole King.
Kiss.
Oh, my God. And I Got a Man has been added to the playlist.
Great. Great song. And, of course, I want to mention our Patreon. Don't forget, we have a really, really fun watch-along of the new Netflix New Day Escape from the Undertaker WWE Choose Your Adventure-type movie. Noah's there too, and we all kind of hang out and suffer through this movie, and it was a really fun, really fun time. And we have a ton of really fun watch-alongs and bonus episodes. Every month we post two bonus episodes, video versions of our show and other fun content. In the past, what are some of the watch-alongs we've done? We've done Santa with Muscles, we've done the Danzig movie, the horror movie. We've
the
done
Road
Hotness.
Movie, which is just all the Russian dash cam footage.
That
was great too. Yeah,
and the tag team, right? We did.
That was one I wanted to mention that we never mention at all, and I love it. The tag team, the movie, the TV show pilot that only lasted one episode that featured Jesse Ventura and Rowdy Roddy Piper. We watched the whole episode and riffed on it, and it's fantastic.
Also, recently we reviewed Space Jam, the new one. We reviewed the Woodstock documentary. Plenty of fun, great episodes, original timeless episodes in our Patreon, which you can get for $5 a month, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And if you want to throw us a few extra bucks, for $10 a month, you could be a top livecast fan of the week. And to be a top livecast fan of the week, all you got to do is do the $10 donation. I might have just repeated myself.
Yes, that's okay.
Because I'm trying to load this list of weekly shout-outs, how should we do it?
Jackie Mason voice?
Darren, do you want to do it then?
Yeah, sure. There we go. Eric, I heard you're a very nice person. You donated to the livecast, the Patreon. That's a very good person. You're a very good person, just like all these other people. Benjamin, El Dorino, and Dan R., you guys. You got a great bunch of sounding names. Sound like Goyishes, but, you know, it's nothing against you. You're very nice people. Croc Destroyer, I don't know why you're going around destroying crocs. They're a good part of the environment. That is not very nice of you, but anyway, can I digress? Sam I Am, Mindy Mays, Keeper. That's something I could finally relate to. You got a Keeper, as then hopefully coming further in this list. There's a mezuzah of some kind. Gender, I don't know. I could go either way. That could sound Jewish. That could sound not Jewish. I'm not sure. I got to look on the internet. I don't know how to turn on the machine, but whatever. I'll figure it out. I'll have my nephew do it. Robert Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin. That sounds a little Middle Eastern. That could be, you know, could be Jewish, could be Palestinian, could go either way. Not sure. Going to stay away from you. Shashushashusets, that's some French crap. I'm not going to touch that one. Robo Vampiro. I'm not a big fan of vampires. That's what they always anti-Semitically call the Jews. They call us vampires. Not going to touch that. It's a little Miss Sugar in the kippy. All right. Hugo likes tacos. I don't like tacos personally. I like halibuts because I'm an
Eastern.
Lando Danks, LaCroix, and Doug Pigman, I definitely cannot touch it. It's kosher. It's not kosher. It's strife. That's something I'm supposed to stay away from. I never touch it. I don't touch bacon, and I don't touch pig. Who gave Rob the hickey? That's a very good question. Very good question. I'd love to know the answer. Maybe we'll know for soon if Rob starts being a little bibboodle. You know, maybe he'll come on the end. Scooby-Doo 182, Douglas, who are you, Les Levison, and hey, guys, it's Josh. Joshua, very nice name from the Bible, from the Torah, from the Pentateuch. And that's very good. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much to all our patrons. I'm Jackie Mason. Come see me before I drop dead.
Excellent.
classy. Class act.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
All right.
Recording stopped.
Yay. Are we still good for recording on Saturday at noon? Everybody's still good with that?
So good. I may, like I said, I may have to tell you in a couple of days in advance because my girlfriend is going to be here. I think that's the day she's leaving. So what time did you want to do it?
I think we had it at noon, but
maybe a little later because I might want to see her off, but she's leaving in the early, like late morning, early
afternoon. What time would you want
to
do?
Well, I may not have to change it, so I'll just tell you when it gets closer.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll have it at noon for now. If you need to push it back a little bit, you just let us know.
All right.
And Saturday's also A-dubs.
Right. Well, we're not going to be on the air that long. Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah. We'll be done before like 8.
Yeah.
Right? I'll get over
Yeah. All righty. Oh, so clips. There was something during the Megadeth thing. We had a good riff. Oh, when him doing stand-up comedy.
Oh. Okay.
What else? We went back to Marilyn Manson. Was there anything with that?
Can't remember.
Maybe you showing off your sacks of sunflower seeds?
Sure, just a short clip of that.
Yeah.
I feel like there was some funny stuff during the Travis Scott thing.
Yeah, there must have been.
Oh, and the Dave Ellison. Do we not want to talk about that like, on social media?
No.
I thought you didn't want to offend like...
It's fine. It's just... I don't want to offend Megadeth management. He's not a...
Right. I was thinking like some of the stuff when we were making fun of like of the Jesus stuff. Like when Jesus... when we started talking about him referencing Jesus, there was some funny religious stuff in there.
Sure.
Know. Jackie Mason might be another good one.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I'll find 3 of those 4, I guess.
Thank you. See y'all on Saturday.
Bye-bye.